Creativity takes many forms, from making art to turning a big idea into a business. One Seattle artist straddles those creative worlds, and now she's a pillar of the city's dance community. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has more in this installment of Art of Our City.
Katie Niehoff and her friend, Michelle Miller, moved to Seattle 25 years ago.
Yeah, we drove out, you know, really in a writer van with her cats and my ferrets and drove through the portal to the Pacific.
They came to perform with acclaimed Seattle choreographer Pat Graney. Not long after Niehoff got here, she started to make her own dances.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking that I was going to be a choreographer. I was just sort of exploring different modalities of movement.
Niehoff loved the work, but she was frustrated by the lack of resources for her dancers. Things like professional classes, rehearsal space, and the like. So, in 1996, she and Miller created an organization that would provide those things. 20 years later, Velocity Dance Center is a mainstay of Seattle's contemporary art scene. Eventually, Niehoff left Velocity to focus on making her own art. But several years ago, she waded back into administration to create a private studio that she rents or lends to artists.
For me, it has been a kind of a tough road to figure out what is the art part of me. I mean, is making a dance center being an artist, or is that an administrative role, or is making a space?
Niehoff's artwork reflects her entrepreneurial spirit. Dance, original music, visual installations, even costume design, Niehoff creates it all. For more than a century, Seattle's been a place for people to make their big ideas real, from Bill Boeing to Jeff Bezos. KT Niehoff fits right in.
Artists gravitate towards the place that they need to be to make their work. I think that entrepreneurial nature of both my personality and my artistic practice was able to flourish in Seattle.
On Capitol Hill, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.